A pretty jest I will you tell of the gelding of the devil of hell. There was a baker of Mansfield town, to Nottingham market he was bound, and riding under the willows clear, the baker sung with a merry cheer, and riding under the willows clear, the baker sung with a merry cheer. The baker's horse was lusty and sound, well worth in judgment full 5 pound. His skin was smooth and his flesh was fat, his master was well pleased at that, which made him sing so merrily as he was passing on the way. Which made him sing so merrily as he was passing on the way. But as he rode over the hill, there met he with the devil of hell. O baker, baker, then cried he, how came thy horse so fat to be? These be the words the baker did say, because his stones be cut away. These be the words the baker did say, because his stones be cut away. Thou shalt geld me before thou dost go, then quoth the devil, if it be so, first tie thy horse to yonder tree, and with thy knife come and geld me. The baker had a knife for the nones, wherewith to cut out the devil's stones. The baker had a knife for the nones, wherewith to cut out the devil's stones. The baker, as it came to pass, in haste alighted from his horse, and the devil on his back he lay, while the baker cut his stones away, which put the devil to great pain, and made him to cry out amain, which put the devil to great pain, and made him to cry out amain. O, quoth the devil, beshrew thy heart, thou dost not feel how I do smart, and for the deed which thou hast done, I will revenge it be again. And underneath this greenwood tree, next market day I will geld thee. And underneath this greenwood tree, next market day I will geld thee. The baker then but little said, but as his heart was sore afraid, he durst no longer then to stay, but he rode home another way, and coming to his wife did tell how he had geld the devil of hell. And coming to his wife did tell how he had geld the devil of hell. Moreover, to his wife he told a tale that made her heart full cold, how that the devil did say that he would geld him next market day. Oh, quoth the good wife without doubt, I'd rather both thy eyes were out. Oh, quoth the good wife without doubt, I'd rather both thy eyes were out. For then all the people far and near that knows thee will both mock and jeer, and goodwives they will chide and brawl, and stoneless gelding will thee call. Then hold content and be thou wise, and I'll some pretty trick devise. Then hold content and be thou wise, and I'll some pretty trick devise. I'll make the devil change his note, give me thy hat, thy band and coat, thy hose and doublet eke also, and I like to a man will go. I'll warrant thee next market day to fright the devil quite away. I'll warrant thee next market day to fright the devil quite away. When the baker's wife she was so dressed, with all her bread upon her breast, to Nottingham market, that brave town, to sell her bread both white and brown. And riding merrily over the hill, oh, there she spied 2 devils of hell. And riding merrily over the hill, oh, there she spied 2 devils of hell. A little devil and another, as they were playing both together. Oh, oh, quoth the devil then right sane, here comes a baker riding a mane. Now be thou well or be thou woe, I will geld thee before thou dost go. Now be thou well or be thou woe, I will geld thee before thou dost go. The baker's wife to the devil did say, Sir, I was gelded yesterday. Oh, quoth the devil, I mean to see, and pulling her coats above her knee. And so looking upward from the ground, oh, there he spied a terrible wound. And so looking upward from the ground, oh, there he spied a terrible wound. Oh, quoth the devil, now I see, he was not cunning that gelded thee. For when he cut out thy stones, he should have closed up thy wounds. But if thou stay some little space, I'll fetch some salve to cure the place. But if thou stay some little space, I'll fetch some salve to cure the place. He had not rid but little way, but up her belly crept a flea. The little devil, seeing that, he up with his paw and gave her a pat, which made the good wife for to start, and with that she let go a rousing fart. Oh, oh, quoth the devil, thy life is not long, thy breath it smells so horrible strong. Therefore go thy way and make thy will, thy wounds are past all human skill. Begone, begone, make no delay, for here thou shalt no longer stay. Begone, begone, make no delay, for here thou shalt no longer stay. The good wife with this news was glad, so she left the devil almost mad. And when she to her husband came, with joyful heart she told the same, how she had cozened the devil of hell, which pleased her husband wondrous well. How she had cozened the devil of hell, which pleased her husband wondrous well.